accidentally ran into you. I passed some of this on. Getting older in age and these things don't always work. I passed some of these on to one of the ones over here and was fixing to come back to him again. And I did not mail it or bring it by your place. We're familiar with each other, I believe.
Sure.
And this is not signed, but I can sign it.
That's okay. I take a look.
Okay. I figured it would do. And the same thing, you know. Okay. Here's another something here that I presented to the guardian to give it to the people here in the court. This is the notice to Teresa Drum from about a year ago. I may have passed some of these by you. And, I rephrased this slightly since I've submitted it over here. I've been kind of taking care of my stuff over at home. But you kind of see the gist of it that I'm getting older. In fact, today's my 81st birthday.
85th? Today?
81st.
81st. Well, happy birthday.
So, if I'm going to do something, I've got to do something, okay? Now, that's pretty clear. Now, we've tangled among each other. I'm not a meanie, but I'm not going to give up on this, okay?
You know, I guess I'm still unclear. I mean, I understand, I think clearly, what your complaint is. But what I've always been confused about, Udo, is why you address this to Judge Drum, because I don't believe that Judge Drum was the judge over your trial. Didn't you have a visiting judge, Banner?
She is the local administrative judge. She is responsible right. for everything in this county. Unfortunately, she has recused herself from this stuff as being the local administrative judge. You may have gotten some of the copies. You were involved in some of that email exchange with Judge Drum and Judge Murphy assigning judges over here and transferring the case. She can't do that any more than the man in the moon. But forget about all the stuff. I've gone to the sheriff. What I'm complaining about is not adjudication. I'm complaining about a crime. And the crime is to punishing me. The court cannot punish me under any circumstances without going through the district attorney, and you know didn't go through the district attorney. It's that simple.
Right, but what we're talking about here is a civil judgment for money, right?
No, it's not.
It's not? The $62,000 in sanctions and all
no.
that?
That's it's punishment which the court seeks. Mm-hmm. That is not adjudication. Do you agree to that?
Well, you're saying that Judge Drum is levying all this?
Forget about the matter. We're getting into details. Judge Drum is not. She's trying to run away with this. Someone running away from a tar baby. The answer is they put a fine on me of $62,000, $124,000, by a judge who wasn't even having a case in the court. And it says on the stuff, it says on the document, I've sent them to you. I know you're busy. Oh, incidentally, I've kept up with one of your investigators that you had some time back, Justin, he basically says statute of limitations had expired. I should remind you of him. And also, I had a good talk with Alan Kincaid.
Alan Kincaid?
Not Alan.
Aaron Kincaid.
Aaron Kincaid. You know what he did? Mm-hmm. He threatened to put the handcuffs on me if what I told him wasn't right. Mm-hmm. It's almost like you threatening me, okay? Mm-hmm. I want to put a stop to this. Now, here is what I'm... Somebody's been telling me, why don't you get together with these folks that are over here and get this stuff out of their hair, because you don't want this sort of stuff. Okay? Here is one that I proposed for check to judge. Now, she was not the judge on it, but she is the local administrative judge.
And you believe as the local administrative judge... that she has the ability to set aside a judgment?
No, I'm not trying to set aside a judgment. I'm complaining about a criminal complaint that this court that did it, these people that came in here, were trespassers. Judge Banner, and particularly Judge Chapman.
And why do you believe they were trespassers? If they were they not...
There was no case in there.
Were they not assigned by the administrative regional judge? Not the local...
There was no case in here. For to sign anything. There was no case left. This, you look at the document, what it says over here. This is not adjudication. This is punishment. Supreme Court says a court cannot punish in civil process. It has to look forward. It's coercive. Now, you better testify, you better pay child support or something. You've got to have the key. You're familiar with the keys of our own beliefs on this thing? Mm-hmm. You cannot put an unconditional punishment on me for something that I did 2 years ago. You can't do that. Supreme Court, I'm complaining about a fucking crime. Now, this would basically, all the other people sign things that they shouldn't have signed because it wasn't a judge. And all she has to do is, and basically, you know, my coercer or whatever you want to do in the coercer, suggested or advise her, just simply sign the damn stuff and get the crap and stuff off of my hair.
So you have a lien against your property? Is that what you have right now because of this?
It was an order, which, an order punishing me, which is illegal, under any civil process. Forget about the judge. No,
I'm trying to figure out what is your biggest concern right now? What
I got $500,000 liens on my property.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm trying to find out.
If anybody thinks that's going to go away, they're out of their mind.
Right, yeah. I understand that.
You understand the problem? I don't think they understand the problem.
Can we help you, ma'am?
I'll settle down. I might not ever get an order.
Oh, okay,
now.
Okay.
Okay,
good.
Okay, this is the sideline. Even if the judge wants to put him, he can throw me in jail, he can do anything, but I've got to have the keys and the release. He cannot punish me for something I did 2 years ago. Particularly, he can't punish me for being well-intentioned, no matter what I did. And what the judges put out were the orders. They're as unlawful as can be. This is the court reporter caught by the court reporter. It's to punish me. Relief which, if you read the documents, it's relief which the court seeks. It's a delusional belief held only inside the mind of Bam Bam. You can't punish me for a delusional belief inside the mind of Bam Bam.
I understand. Let me ask you again, though. Why, if you're alleging a crime, Why say Judge Drum has gone rogue? If Judge Drum wasn't the judge, and stay with me here. If Judge Drum wasn't the presiding judge over your case, and she did not order sanctions or the punishment, as you say, if she didn't order that, and she's not trying to collect it, why address this to her?
Because she is the local administrative judge, the one to go to complain for crimes if you cannot get the attention of the district attorney or the sheriff or the Texas Ranger.
Yeah, but see, that's not exactly how it works as an administrative.
I know it doesn't work.
Well,
but
no.
What I'm saying,
an administrative judge does not have criminal jurisdiction. What you would have to look for is an appellate remedy.
No. I would need to look somebody who has criminal jurisdiction in Van Zandt County, right?
Right.
That's you.
Right. And you sent that to me, and I recused myself, and we had a special prosecutor appointed, someone that wasn't me.
I understand that.
And he went and he reviewed all of your stuff. He reviewed your allegations against me. He reviewed the allegations against Judge Trump. Right. And he's a criminal lawyer. Prosecutor, and he reviewed it, and he said he's read and reviewed all of your complaints, all of your case law, and he says that there's not a crime. Now that's how that works for determining whether or not a crime has been committed. It's no different for you, Mr. Birnbaum, as it is for any other citizen off the street. For any other allegation of a crime, they're going to take the allegation, they're going to apply the penal statutes of Texas against the allegation and determine whether or not a crime was committed. And the special prosecutor, I believe he was out of Longview, is it Mr. Cassell, I believe, or Castle?
I never physically saw him. I talked to him on the telephone.
Right. And he reviewed that, and he said that it wasn't. Now, back to my question. So if he reviews it and he says, no, you can accept that or reject that, but either way, I think addressing this to Judge Drum is inappropriate because Judge Drum didn't preside over your case. Judge Drum did not render any of these rulings. She did not make any of these orders. And she might be the local administrative judge, but she doesn't have the capacity to investigate criminal cases. She doesn't have prosecutorial. So I think that addressing all of this to Judge Drum and making it look like Judge Drum has done you wrong, I don't think it's correct, and I don't think that you understand the jurisdictional issues with what Judge Drum is able to do and what she's not. And so I know that Judge Drum has never handled this case. She did recuse herself. You know, your beef is with Judge Banner, Judge Chapman perhaps, and any type of appellate remedy past that. But I just to be honest with you, Udo, I think it's very unfair what you're doing to Judge Drum. I think that you're pointing the finger at her, and she has, one, she has no responsibility for it, and two, she has no ability to address your concerns. She can't even sign this take nothing judgment because she wasn't the court that rendered the judgment. So I think I understand what your complaint is, but I think alleging Judge Drum has done that, I don't think that's right. And that might be neither here nor there for you, but she's an administrative judge, but within the administrative capacities that of what she has authority over, none of these things lie. And so you're not concerned about the judgment anymore. I understand that. You're not concerned about seeking an appellate remedy. I understand that. You're more concerned about, okay, you believe that people have officially oppressed you, and you believe it's a crime. Well, we've taken those steps. We've taken those allegations seriously. No one's pushed you aside. They come into me. I've recused myself. I wanted you to have a fair review of your allegations, someone with fresh eyes, a prosecutor who's not here in Vincent County, has no ties to the court, has no ties to Judge Drum or Judge Chapman or Judge Banner, and we've let him review that, and he says that there is no crime. Now I can't do nothing more than that for you, absent you making a new allegation that's something different than what you've already made that would warrant a new review by another special prosecutor. Does that make sense? In which Judge Drum, in her administrative ability and as the presiding judge of the 294, she would be able to review that and determine whether or not a special prosecutor would be appointed if I recuse myself. So I understand that you're upset, and I understand that you felt like you've kind of been pushed aside, but having known you or known of you since 2007 when Leslie Dixon was the DA, right? I think I first met you there in her office.
You were walking across the street all right, the time. Yeah. I didn't know you know him, but
right, yeah, but I'm
sure you knew me by name and you knew me by sight, but you might not have put the two together, and
sure.
I may not have put the two together either.
Sure, yeah, and I didn't know you well. I knew you well enough that I was interested in kind of what you had going on, and so I went to try to learn as much as I could about that. And so whenever your allegations came in, I want you to know I took those seriously, and I didn't want you to believe that I didn't, and so that's why I got the special prosecutor, and I wanted you to have a...
Did you get the special prosecutor, or was that Judge Drum?
Well, what happens is when those things come in, if I would have the first right to prosecute it. I reviewed it, and I thought, you know what, I'm gonna recuse myself and let someone new come in.
Rightfully.
And then the process that I do is I have to go to Judge Drum, and I say, Judge Drum, I'm recusing myself. Will you appoint somebody? And she's the only one that could do that. And so, and that's how she appointed Mr. Cassell, who's a very qualified, competent, good attorney.
I looked him up on the web, and he's very, you know, they've got several lawyers over there. But let that be. But it's clear that you had to recuse yourself if I put a criminal complaint against you. You
right.
Remember?
Sure. Yeah.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. But all this stuff has nothing to do with the materiality. This is all nice. It's nothing to do with materiality. Whether this thing is just plumb unlawful and there's something else.
Look, let me ask you this, and this might be one area where I've never really known for sure what your position was. But whenever these judgments were levied against you in your civil case, and I guess, and I've gone to your website and I've read this, okay. Did you ever appeal that issue?
I've got this appeal all the way to the Supreme Court, and I've convinced myself it does not do. In fact, all my appeals to that was in this district court. Mm-hmm. I appealed it to the Dallas Court of Appeals.
Did you go to Dallas or did you go to Tyler?
I went to Dallas.
Okay.
I had an earlier one where I appealed to here.
Okay.
But I'm just on this one. I appealed this to the Dallas Court. They basically said that this thing that we're here does not comply with the rules. But nobody took any action on it whatsoever.
Did they send a mandate down?
Yes. The mandate didn't say anything.
They need to reform the judgment or withdraw the judgment or vacate the judgment?
No, they agreed with the judgment, but they said that stuff I was complaining about did not conform to the rules because it did not state what I did wrong. Bingo. Okay? What do you do next? I go to the Texas Supreme Court.
And you, appeal, you appealed it up?
It's on my website. The brief Texas Appeal Court, you know, it held it up for about a year and a half because they had to have the appendix. It's all on my website as a PDF, scanned PDF. And after that one over there, after the Texas Supreme Court, I appealed that to the U.S. Supreme Court. 40 documents, the proper size, printed by the blah, blah, all the margins and all the other stuff, all as a PDF on my thing. Okay?
On the right here, Open Justice?
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, all you got.
Did you do that pro se, or did you hire an attorney to assist you with that? Do you know? Or remember?
I started pro se, but he talked me. In fact, he talked me into it. The Dallas lawyer talked me into it.
Which one?
G. David Westfall. He got run over by his own tractor. He's a fraudulent one as can be. Okay.
And he was the one. He's passed away, right?
Yeah, he got run over by his own tractor. You know, I heard he had an aneurysm, but if you get run over by one of the four-wheel tractors, you're going to have an aneurysm like a toad, okay, when you step on it.
Sure.
But he and another one, he coerced me, or not coerced me, tricked me into the stuff and tricked me into getting him. There was some dead calves and other stuff over here, and he sued somebody else, a lady. Basically, he solicited me. Forget about that crime. Okay. But essentially what it is, I paid him a prepaid $20,000 up front. Good faith. He wound up in bankruptcy. I've got all the documents from the bankruptcy on the stuff. He had to produce assets. And so he filed a lawsuit against me that I have an unpaid open account against the lawyer. A $20,000 prepaid? And you can look on the website. And he reserved the right to terminate if I misbehaved or if I didn't pay him any more money. Mm-hmm. If I paid $20,000 up front, he reserved the right to terminate if he didn't give any more money. He would be doing accounting, and he sues me for an unpaid open account. You know what unpaid open account is? Mm-hmm. You have to open an account, right? Mm-hmm. Was that an open account? No, it's not an open account. It was a prepaid. Or your retainer. I asked the judge to appoint an auditor on this fraud. Never did. And then finally, the things, without getting into the details of all the stuff. To answer the question, did I have a lawyer? Yes. That's how I got into trouble.
Okay. And so after Mr. Westfall, you haven't sought another attorney to help you navigate the way of
the appeal.
They won't
touch me with a 10-foot pole.
Which makes it difficult because an attorney, because I think the redress that you're looking for,
I have nothing to do, forget about all this, immaterial. I'm complaining to you as a district attorney and Judge Drum because you won't listen. Because there are two things on it here. The court cannot impose by civil process an unconditional fine which wasn't pleaded, which wasn't brought to the jury. And the sentence says on there, because of a delusional belief held only inside the mind, bum bum, to stop bum bum, and those are some like him from filing lawsuits. Mm-hmm. That's a crime.
Right. And I understand that. And you made that.
I've gone to the sheriff, and I get the runaround. The first one we had was a raid. First thing he did so hot, he appointed the Texas Rangers. Never heard from that son of a bitch again either, okay? Can't get a hold of him. Something here, basically over here, same thing. But you know what the conclusion I've come to? I would like to carry this conversation after you've informed yourself a little bit more, because I just accidentally ran into you here today. I was going to give this pitch to this gentleman over here. But I'm saying I'm not a meanie. I got a problem. I got a $500,000 problem. And nobody's really realizing that we got a problem over here. And I'm getting up in age. Okay? So, let me ask you the question. Do you know what that last sentence means?
I come absent mens rea, that your mental element of guilt, your actus reus, that's the act, however may you have to follow. Spell that out.
I'm going to park myself in this Fratton courthouse until somebody promises, somewhere arrests me. Or I get tired, or I get sick, or something, but I'm going to park myself in this courthouse until somebody here is going to get my attention, And that's going to get to you for you to prosecute me, okay? And I have no...
But don't you agree with me, though? You got my attention. I sent it out to the special prosecutor, and he reviewed everything that you complained about today.
I understand that.
And he found no crime in this, or anything else. I don't know what else I can do for you other than the exact same
thing. I'm registering a complaint. The sheriff will not take my complaint, and you won't didn't take the complaint. I don't think anybody's looked at it. I've been threatened by you, and I've been threatened. I have nothing against you. I just did all I had to do. You know, I got threatened by one of your investigators on that one.
I did. Mm-hmm.
If in other words, what I said, if it was so serious, you know, whether I was part of sovereign citizen, all kinds of other stuff, we were out there in the freezing rain. On that recording is not on the website. But essentially, he threatened me that if I didn't do the right thing, he was going to investigate with all the judges whether I was arresting, whether I paid income taxes, blah, 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 blah. And if it wasn't that, he was going to personally throw the handcuffs on me.
Let me ask you, have you considered contacting the Attorney General?
Yes.
And have you done that?
Yeah, they don't. They said they don't. Well, you and I know, and I've told you this before, Texas Attorney General doesn't do anything unless you call him in. You know that.
$33.
There's some truth to that.
It's all truth.
Do you want me... If I refer this to them and they tell me no, where does that get us?
Then I sit in the courthouse over here until I get somebody from attention.
And I'm saying, so you're not going to be happy unless you get what you want. It's not necessarily...
It's not what I want. It's the what it has to do with, the mens rea has to do with the societal harm to society or something like that. There's harm being done to society over here, and I have a duty to do this sort of stuff, and particularly involves me to $500,000. So the answer is, I'm not going to quit. I'm just simply telling you, and I'm glad I ran into you and have full understanding. This gentleman here, too. I'm going to sit over here. I'm going to park myself over here and get myself right on something, and if I have to take a bucket to have a potty poop in, I'm going to go sit over here until somebody arrests me or listens to something.
Right. But I'm saying, Udo, we...
I don't want to do that.
I know. And we have listened.
And I've
referred it out. The problem is you're not hearing what you want to hear. You're not getting back from the special prosecutor what you want to hear. I can't do anything more than say, I understand all of this. I'm recusing myself. Judge Drum appoint a DA pro tem. Okay. Judge Drum does that. He reviews it, and he says there's no crime by the court. There's no crime by anybody.
Fine.
So, I mean, you got my attention on that.
Yeah. Let us not wear ourselves out over here. Okay. Let me make the following suggestion right here. You can take a copy of this. They're not signed, but you know what it is. And make copies to the other people that are involved in this stuff to get the seriousness of what my intent is on this particular one. So I don't have to go through with the other people, but I'm wasting your time on this particular time.
I got you.
You understand what I'm saying?
So you want me to get with Judge Drum and who else? Who else do you think is in?
Well, who else do you get in when I complain a complaint? If you look at this, you know, I have the original documents posted on my website. I've got the whole chronology. You don't have enough time to look at this, you know, because I know how many criminals go through this, so both you and Judge Drum and all the other kind of stuff, and how irrational people can get. I'm just trying to solve this in a gentlemanly manner and get this albatross off my neck. Have I made myself clear?
You have.
But I would like to discuss this some more, and I think you've gotten a pretty good indication of what this is all about. So I'm essentially going to go set myself up there with a writing table and the chair that I have over there and my stuff over here until somebody either promises to interrogate me or do something on this sort of stuff. But fellas, we've got a problem. We don't want this kind of stuff on the judicial system coming down on this sort of stuff.
I'll tell you what I'll do.
Because you won't be able to convict a single person anymore.
I will.
The whole system works on.
Are you going to take a copy to Judge Drum, or do you want me to do that?
Doesn't make any difference. Take it to her. I want you to discuss this, whatever you want to do, and if you can't discuss it with her, get to somebody else you can discuss it with. Just basically pass this information on, that I'm not going to leave this frat and courthouse over here until I'm heard on this thing here. This is obviously a crime.
Okay.
Okay. I have no animosity to you.
I'm saying.
You gave me all the spiel.
And me to you. I don't have any animosity.
Well, the same thing.
I am trying to hear you out.
Yeah. I frequently blab too much, so forget this. But what I'm saying is, you can poke around on my website. I've left a section in that says construction zone. I don't know if you noticed. Did you notice that?
I did notice that.
Yeah. The other thing is amazing how much when you just type one of the judges' name in, you're not one of the ones, but you just type in and Google some of the damn courthouse, and it auto-completes the damn courthouse criminals, and you boom on the website. Okay. Have you noticed some of that?
Yeah.
Actually, the Google stuff came about accidentally. I had started the one with Van Zandt Internet. He's deceased now. A very small one, and somebody, some lady had some problems of some kind. She called me, and I found out how she got it. And so I accidentally ran across the Google that way. But the stuff is that I've seen, compared to other stuff, Google has absolutely caught my stuff. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
Type in Judge Poopy, and you come to my website. That ain't no Judge Poopy. I found that out accidentally. There was a judge, not my case, it was Henry, Judge Henry Buckmeyer, a fellow, not Henry. I put the wrong one. There was one of the judges that had involved the school stuff in Dallas, Buckmeyer. Wasn't Henry, what was his name?
Yeah, you're right, it's not Henry.
Okay, actually, I had accidentally had a supervisor somewhere back at Texas Instruments 30 years ago. His name was Henry, and I accidentally put in Henry. And when you type in Henry, there ain't no Judge Henry. Find my website. There ain't no Judge Henry in the world, Henry Buckmeyer. That tells me something about Google. Mm-hmm. And particularly the other stuff, the interesting thing, Google pays strong attention to technical words, recusal, especially legal terms, those kind of things. It's not this blah, 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 blah that you hear in all the B-logs. So if you have, you know, I've gotten somewhere some assessment of the website where somebody's trying to pay something else. Google pays attention to what's your average sentence length. How many syllables does your average word have? Does it use curse words? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm saying is, this caught myself absolutely crazy. It's also got to be original. But I would appreciate you and something here. I will still go up with my chair up there, but I have conveyed my opinion here to you more than I expected to be able to do today.
Good. I'm gonna call the AG's office. I can't. I'll send it to them and ask them to review it.
But
I can't guarantee that they will accept it from me either.
Okay, that's what I'm saying is I've come to the conclusion that the appeals court, the Texas Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, the Texas Attorney General, the FBI, Texas National Water Resources, all of it, it doesn't work. Okay, so the answer is I've come to the conclusion I'm going to go sit here and you have to put me in jail and then you have to explain why you are arresting me.
Okay.
I'm saying, as you're going to try to kick me out of here, that, like I said, right over here, essentially says, I will not move unless you either promise to arrest me or arrest me. So I'm not a media. I don't want any physical confrontation. I'm just tired of this malarkey.
There's a call on another issue. Trying to fix this other
thing. Which one?
Not coming here in Canada. He's trying to help you. He's telling me the same thing I told you. Go contact another attorney.
No, it doesn't work.
Listen to me. I'm trying to talk to you. Yeah. I want to help you. I don't see you upset. Here, I really want to get the best information I can give you.
Huh?
What you told me, you finally go find another attorney. Huh? It's kind of like fishing. You keep finding one until you find one that takes it up for your calls. He's giving you information. I mean, you've about to run all your traps out. Is that the way you see it?
I've done everything that I can.
The last thing is attorney.
Yeah. The problem, you know, Judge Drum doesn't. It's not a meanie. You're not a meanie. You're not a meanie. That's not a meanie.
I want to help you. I don't.
You follow what I'm saying? But I'm saying that nobody wants any problem whatsoever. You know, I'm talking.
But when it runs a litmus test and it passes, they say there's not enough elements there for it to be a crime. I've been an investigator, I've done this for 30
years.
Well, they
basically said in the Middle Ages for 1,000 years, basically, that was blasphemy against God, and basically, we burn you at the stake so that we don't spill blood.
But this is here today, and what we're looking at, he's told you didn't meet the elements. He's had a special prosecutor.
We had a long discussion on elements. There's no elements involved in the criminal complaint. The criminal complaint in this case is the court cannot punish you by civil process, period.
He's offering you another route.
Yeah,
to get the Attorney General's office.
Yeah.
That's the last
we're gonna try.
I know of.
We're gonna try.
No, I can do send it to him.
Yeah. See. Let me give some sideline on this sort of stuff. The thing needs to be my intent was, by either coming up here like I did, throwing this piece of paper up, is to nudge somebody to recognize the real seriousness of this sort of stuff. That was my point. That was my point. I don't want to have to do this.
I don't want any issues with you.
Yeah.
I'd rather see you and we get a cup of coffee and say hi.
Yeah.
You go on your day.
Yeah. Well, that's why I came downstairs and just basically just bring this whole thing up instead of being. I tell you what I'll do. I'll drop some of these stuff upstairs, and you can communicate with each other, whichever was. This whole thing got this way by people not doing things right somewhere along the line. And there is no, as far as I know, in the litigation process, in the litigation process, there's such a thing as res judicata, Rooker-Feldman doctrine, one bite at the apple, all this other good stuff. That does not apply to crimes. If you have new evidence, so you are not hampered by anything, you do not hampered by any decision that you or anybody else have made.
That's right.
Fully understand?
Fully
okay.
Understand.
Now, let me pitch something else out, basically, on Kincaid. He told me not to come back in there. We had the discussion that we had outside in January on the hood of my car, freezing my butt off, okay? And I asked him something. But essentially, he told me not to come by, and that finally I did come by about the time that you and I tangled. I came to you after I had gone, you know, he told me not to come by. He called me in 3 weeks, he would. Okay, he didn't. Then about five weeks later, then I came back by, and he kind of shuffled me outside again. What are you doing over here? Bye-bye. And then after that, about 2 or 3 weeks later, that's when I came into your office, and that's where you and I tangled. So I didn't come out of nowhere. I just wanted you to know that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That's
helpful. So what I'm expecting here in this particular case, this thing's been going on, starting in 94. There's another case underneath this. Okay. But same stuff, but not the serious consequences on me. So simply, I'm going to let you do something. I'm going to give you about 2 weeks to get back somehow in touch with me of some kind, to have somebody get in touch with me, or I'm basically going to be forced to do what I do right here, and we can have another discussion over here. And I may change my mind.
I'll contact the AG's office today, tomorrow at the latest, and then I'll be in touch.
I've got my stuff so documented. If you look on my website, that, you know, I've got several recordings that have to do with one of the judges too. It makes it real clear what the stuff is. Do not spend too much time and waste too much time on the stuff. But I'm saying I'm serious stuff. I educated my stuff out of self defense over the last 25 years.
What'd you do for TI?
I designed integrated circuits. I went to Vietnam for them.
Sure.
I went to Vietnam for them.
Did you? Yeah. As an engineer?
Yeah. That man has vouched for me too. He hasn't done anything.
Mr. Elliott?
I've also tangled with Joel Elliott, but we have no animosity. Even Mr. Ray, basically, I had a good talk with him outside. Basically the story that was the Beaver stuff. You got the flavor on the Beaver stuff. Mm-hmm. The stuff was the Beaver stuff, and then the Beaver stuff slithered me into the
legal system.
Well, into the legal stuff of Westfall,
yeah.
the civil RICO suit, and then from there it went
attorney
on.
Fees and sanctions and
yeah, right.
Okay, well let me go. I'm gonna go and see what. Okay,
yeah,
so okay. What's new? So this I don't have this one. This one, okay. These are all the new ones right here, right?
Yeah. You can take yourself another one, so you don't have to make
a call. That's okay. I got a scanner. I'm going to scan it, and I'm going to do all this.
Okay. Well, that's what I do. I know.
And is it okay if I tell the AG's office to look at your website?
Sure.
It might be an easier way to deliver.
Do you know why I established this? It was established.
It's a good place to keep everything.
That's one thing. It's only. I provide it to somebody if he wants it. It's about a 250 megabyte. It has everything on it. I'd be glad to mail it to him.
Okay, you got a flash drive with all that on there?
I can put it on CD, DVD, or anything. Okay. Okay, and I'm saying.
But is it all on here, though? All the stuff that's on that?
All the pertinent relative stuff, more than you need at this particular time. Most of it. I mean, I've got files and files and files. But I'm saying it's basically in there. And let me give you some. This started out under Courthouse Awareness News, both of them hosted. It served under courthouseawarenessnews.us. It's a good patriotic name, but anyhow, but it's caught under I'm posting the openjustice.us. I started the webpage way below when I finally realized that, I'd exposed something. This was back in 94, and really, for personal safety, I posted some of the stuff on the web at this particular point. That's how I started.
Okay.
You might, that's just a background on the stuff.
Were you military also?
No. In fact, I got a book on my, if you might poke around on it, I started my book. Just real short. I was that age group that completely avoided all the military stuff. Okay?
When your age fell?
Well, partially with some deferments because you got into the technical stuff at Texas Instruments, which of course is what the intent, why they gave the deferments. Okay. Parents German were in the 20s over here, found a couple of oil fields, went back. I was born over here, 1 year old. Then they went back to Germany in 38. War broke out in 39, made the ward over there in a little village in Germany. It's all on my website. You know, everything got smashed. But in our area, we didn't see any damage whatsoever. Little village. No damage. Nobody killed, no nothing. Well, what's like that traffic in downtown Dallas? Well, the Russian came this way, the Americans came this way and beat it out. I remember the lights going out. We fed ourselves with that. But anyhow, my dad picked up contact again with a guy that worked over here. My dad had made him a million and found a couple of oil fields. He paid for the whole family to come over and sell me in 1950. In fact, it's described a little bit in my book over here. We all hopped on an airplane and basically flew to America 200 feet off the ground to fight the westerly the winds. I mean, it's really on there. Came over here with nothing, can't even buy a Coke can, anything. Picked in, but they basically took over. Then I went in America, hardly speaking a word of English, in the eighth grade. Then I went to high school, graduated valedictorian, went to Free Rice, and then gone to Texas Instruments, and you know, survived Hitler or something, here, and then got followed over the frappin' beavers. Okay. Okay. Now you asked. I wasn't going to get into this, but you asked for it. Okay.
No, I wanted the background. That's pretty interesting.
The details are in there. The type of food we ate, what we did in school.
Yes.
I'm talking about. I was 8 years old at the end of the war. My parents had bought a big house over there, but somebody had gone bankrupt, so they picked it up in the village. But we're talking about, at the end of the war, we had about five refugee families in there. In fact, when the Americans came, they booted everybody out of the house in the garden, and we bunked in the whole family in some room, some neighbor, something. It's kind of interesting of what really can happen to a country, and people are all concerned about sexual harassment, okay? Flag running.
Tell you the copy of your documents, please. That you got.
Thank you.
Yes. Good job. We'll see. I'll be in touch, okay?
Do in touch.
I'll give you my words. As soon as I hear back from the AD's office.
No, what I'm saying, you get the gist of this.
Sure, I understand. I'll tell you if I did. Okay.
Tell us sometime. Thanks for your help.
Well, you might not need that, or you might take it, or whatever you want. And you can pass it on, pass it up the line, pass it to the sheriff. I can't get the sheriff. Attention either. Here, two of those. And the key stuff. Did you get one of these?
Yes. Yeah, the notice.
And what was the other one I had?
Right here.
I have two of those. Because this is essentially the reason why I'm here, why I'm giving you all this stuff and taking up all your time.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Interesting.